talking about in this passage. Okay? The term is, it's in here, it's the least of these. Who are the least of these among us? Who are the ones that need? Who are the ones that are hungry? Who are thirsty? Who are hurting? Who society looks down upon and religions even look down upon and have cast out? Who are those ones, those least of these? Because those are the people that we need to reach. Those are the people that Jesus wants us to minister to. We see this kind of interesting parable before us this morning, the sheep and the goats. I have a friend in seminary who, I kid you not, his job was to, he worked for a little toy company, and his job was to test tops. Now, not like clothing tops, but like the little ones that you spin, right? And so his job was to spin the tops. It's a tough job. And make sure that they spun balanced and they were, you know, well done and well made. And these tops were barn farm tops, okay? And so in the middle was a barn. And on one side, you had a sheep and a cow. And on the other side, you had a goat and a pig. And I like to think that as he spun those tops, they would spin and it would be like sheep, goat, sheep, goat, sheep, goat, sheep, goat, sheep, goat, you know, and then he would spin it faster and then it gets kind of blurred together as a sheep, goat, sheep, goat, sheep, goat, geep, shoat, geep, shoat, geep, shoat, geep, shoat, right? It's just over and over and over. You don't know what is what. You don't, right? It becomes blurred. You've all spun tops, right? Yeah? Yeah, so you know what I'm talking about. They spin fast, right? And everything kind of blurs if there's pictures on them. And every time this passage comes up, I think of that because it's just funny in my brain, and I'm weird. Okay? I just truly am. And so the interesting kind of piece of that analogy is that they do blend together. And we don't know which is a sheep and which is a goat. Now, the parable says that the king will come back and he will separate. The sheep will go on his right side and the goats will go on his left side. And the sheep are the righteous ones and the goats are the accursed ones. I don't know why he has something against goats. Because they are the cutest little things in the world, aren't they? All right, how many of you, okay, this is off topic, but how many of you are guilty of watching hours of baby goats jump around on YouTube? There are far less people than I would ever have imagined. If you haven't, go do it, because it will brighten your day. If you're having a sad day, go search baby goats on YouTube, and your day will just be that much better. Trust me. It's fantastic. But in this parable, they are separated. And the ones who took compassion upon others and took action are the ones who are on the right hand of the king, who get to be and achieve eternal life. And the ones who saw and had compassion but didn't take any action are the ones that don't get to be where the king is. Who's who? Who are the sheep? And who are the goats? Anyone want to make that judgment out there? Anyone want to? No, you can't. We are horrible judges. Human beings are horrible at judging others. We mess it up all the time. And so, and we like to. It's like we like to judge others and we like to mess it up. I don't know, it appeals to our sinful human nature. And so we do make those judgments. We look at someone and we say, oh, that's definitely a goat. I'm not pointing to anybody over here. Just in general. And we like to say, oh, that person is definitely a sheep. Just by the way they look, right? Or by how much money they have, or by how much they've donated to causes that are important, right? We like to make those judgments. Did you know it takes like 0.3 seconds for a human brain to make a judgment about someone they just met? Did you know that? Now, the statistic might be off a little bit, but it's either 0.3 or 0.4, okay? It's very fast. The moment we meet someone, we have made judgments about them. And that also is a part of our sinful human condition. We do that. And usually the judgments are that we make about someone are to make us feel better about ourselves. Right? Because when you make a judgment about someone, you're making a judgment about yourself. You're seeing in them what truly is within you. It's like a mirror. We don't like to think about that. We don't at all. The parable this morning is fantastic. Not because some have earned heaven and some have not, but because it gives us the lesson and the reminder that doing ministry, being a disciple of Jesus, is about three things. It's about seeing the issue. It's about having compassion for a person, for whoever has that issue. It's about having compassion. It's about seeing the issue and having compassion about the issue. And then finally, it's about taking action. I see that this person is hungry. I feel really sad that they're hungry. I'm going to feed them. How difficult is that, right? When you really think about it, how difficult is it? It's not. But then all of our issues come into play, and then suddenly it becomes really difficult. Because suddenly we're dealing with fear. We're dealing with issues within ourselves that we see in them. We're dealing with what will other people think of me if I am seen hanging out with these poor people. I've been debating all morning whether I was going to bring this up or not. But I've asked a number of people and they don't know either. I don't know. But you've probably seen this gentleman. And every time I see him, I think to myself, gosh, that's Jesus. I've got to stop. You know what I'm talking about. This is the guy, the gentleman who walks around town, you know, with a plastic bag wrapped around himself and the long dreadlocks. Have you seen him? Yeah, you all have. Some of you have big smiles on your face. You know, this, I don't know anything about him. Some of you might. I haven't had a chance or an opportunity to come across him while I'm walking so I can stop and get his story because I'm sure it's fantastic. But I see him and I made a judgment. That boy, that man is mentally ill. How do I know that? Tell me, how do I know that he's mentally ill? I don't know. I don't know that he's mentally ill. I don't know anything about him, but I have judged him to be mentally ill. I have judged him to be less than human. That's what our sinful nature does. You see that? We see something, we see a person, we judge the person, and then they're less than we are, so they're no longer in the picture, and we can move on with our life. But that guy is Jesus. That man is Jesus. And every time I drive by and I see him walking down Pi'ilani Highway or on South Kihei Road or on Pi'ikea, sorry, I'm getting my streets, and Lipoa, you know, this is his area. Every time I drive by and I see him, I say, that's Jesus. I've got to stop. But I don't. sure you've all been in that situation. Jesus wants us to not only see and to have compassion for a person. Jesus wants us to take action. And not just by donating to the food bank. That's important. We do that. But by real human-to-human interaction. Jesus wants us to show compassion on a personal level to someone who is hurting so that they can know who Jesus is, so that they can know that somebody does love them, so that they can know that we see them as a person, that these people, they have names. This passage that we have before us is a prophetic passage. It's a passage that tells us what we are doing wrong and how we need to fix it. I don't know about you, but between the time of year when we have this reading and other readings, I tend to think of myself as a sheep. How many of you think of yourself as a sheep? Now you're all not raising your hands and you're lying to me because you know I'm going to... No, I mean, it's the truth. We like to think we are the sheep. We like to read this and think that about ourselves. Yeah, I do that. I do that. And maybe you do. And if you do, God bless you. Maybe sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. Sometimes you're a sheep and sometimes you're a goat. And that kind of rhymed. You know... We human beings are complex creatures, and we are driven by our needs and our desires and our wants and our actions and our beliefs and our values, and you know, the list goes on and on and on. But Jesus has three things for us. He says, I want you to see the issue, I want you to have compassion on the person, and I want you to take action to help them. If you see someone who is hungry, feel for them and then feed them. If you see someone who is thirsty, give them something to drink. These are basic human needs, right? It's not like saying if you see someone who doesn't have a Ferrari, give them a Ferrari. Right? Right? Isn't that be kind of cool? I don't have a Ferrari, so if anyone out there is feeling I'll take one. No. You know, it's basic human needs that Jesus is talking about here. Relationship. You know how many, I saw a study the other day, I was scrolling through Facebook and articles pop up. I'm going to skip that story. I had a story on top of a story as I talked about Facebook. Facebook listens to you through your phone. Did you know that? It's a theory I have. Because when I talk about something, then it suddenly pops up in the feed for an advertisement, right? Anyway, that's not what I was going to talk about. What I want to talk about is this article that I saw. I lost it. Did your brain ever interrupt yourself? Yeah? Someday I hope that when Jesus returns, our brains will be fixed and I won't interrupt myself anymore and forget what I was going to say. I mean, that just, it's insane to me. So I'll just fall back on what I was saying before. As disciples of Jesus, we need to see and have compassion and take action. That is our calling. That is what Jesus wants us to do. He wants us to have that relationship. And now I remembered. This article, it was a study, and it was about homeless people who haven't had relationship interaction for years. Haven't had somebody touch them for years. And the craving that they have as human beings for touch and for relationship is huge. Part of this seeing an issue and having compassion and then taking action is about treating someone as a human being and having a relationship with them, no matter if it's brief or it turns into something long, a friendship, right? Jesus wants us to have relationship with one another. He wants us to have relationships with those who don't have relationships because society has deemed them not worthy of relationships, or religion has deemed them as unworthy of relationships. And we see that today. We see that today, the taboo issues that surround us in our society. We see that back in Jesus' day, when the Jews couldn't touch people who were sick or who had a skin issue or a prostitute or a tax collector, because if they did, suddenly they were full of sin and they weren't able to have relationship with people after that, unless the rabbi deemed them clean. Human beings were created for relationship. That's why we meet together in this place every week, is for this relationship that we all have together. It's community. It's how we hold each other up. It's how we take care of one another. It goes beyond these walls. It goes out into the community, into your daily lives, into your lives at work or at school, or when you're at the beach playing, having fun. It's everywhere you go in your life, everywhere you are. You're looking out for the least of these, the ones who really need to know God's love. You know about God's love. It's your job to let others know about God's love through your action, through your compassion. I think we can do that. As scary as it sounds, I think we can do that. Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this wild reminder of who exactly we are. Some days we think of ourselves as sheep, and some days we think of ourselves as goats, and some days we are wrong in our assessment of ourselves and our judgment of others. We ask that you would lead us, that you would continue to love us, that you would help us to see the need, that you would help us to love, have compassion upon the person, and then to take action to help them, to feed them, to give them drink, to visit them, to be their friend. We thank you for what you've done for us, for your desire to love us and be in relationship with us. We ask this in your name.